Hello,
Blog Talk Radio.
Today on Trundlebed Tales, it's Laura Ingalls Wilder Vacations. Everybody, welcome to Trundlebed Tales. My name is Sarah Utoff, and I'm your host today. And we are going to be talking about Laura Ingalls Wilder Vacations, a subject that I think can probably take well more than half an hour. In fact, when I do it as a class, I have 2 hours, but this should just be sort of a little introduction and a taste tonight. I hope that everybody enjoys it, and this is a subject I think we could well come back to if there's interest. If you're wondering how the show is doing, I would just want to let everybody know that episode 2 brought in 601 archive hits as of about 5 minutes before the show started, plus a few live viewers. There's a lot more archive than live, but I'm really pleased with that, and I hope everybody who listened to episode 2 will listen to episode 3, so go ahead and tell your friends if you enjoyed it. If you're new to Blog Talk Radio, you can listen in a few different ways. While we're live, you can go and stream it live on the blog site, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/trundlebedtales. You can also call in and just listen, or talk to me at 714-242-5253 or toll free 1-877-633-9389. And there is also a chat currently going on in the Blog Talk Radio chat room about Trundlebed Tales, so I hope that some of you may be interested in joining that too. And I'm going to put a few questions or prompts in the chat that's only available while we are on live, but I hope that we'll start getting a little more discussion going on in there too. You might have noticed that we're at a later time this week, and that's because I'm going to be experimenting with times and days in the next couple of months to try and see if there's a time that works best to try and get a little bit more live participation. But if that doesn't work for you, you can always listen to it as an archive, both directly on the website and through iTunes under Podcasts and Trundlebed Tales. I want to let you know that I do have the next 2 episodes scheduled. The first one, episode 4, is going to have my very first live guest. It's going to be an interview show. It's Nicole Elzinga of the Walnut Grove Museum has very graciously agreed to be my guinea pig first invited guest on January 26th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you have a question for Nicole or about the Walnut Grove Museum, be sure to send me an email at info@trundlebedtales, or you can tweet me, or you can ask me a chat question either now or we just got applause for Nicole in the chat room. So thank you. I'm sure she appreciates that. And anyway, you can contact me a number of ways if you have a question for Nicole, either before the event or during. And then after that, we're going to do a special episode on Monday, February 7th, in honor of Laura's birthday. And we're going to talk about how Laura's birthday has been celebrated over the years. And I think it'll be an interesting broadcast. So I think it'll be a great way to celebrate Laura's birthday is to join us. Now, that again is going to be a little later. So it's going to be at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Central Standard Time, 7:30 Mountain Standard Time, and 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. And if you got lost in all of that, it will be listed on the Trendle Bed Tales Blog Talk Radio page on both my blog and my website. Now, before I actually get going to Laura here, I have to make one clarification from last week. My mother said I made her sound like she didn't read anything last week, and I've been hearing about it ever since the last episode. So I have to clarify that while she did not read the Laura books, she read the Black Stallion series, the Windy Foot series, the Flicka series, and just about any horse book that she could get her hands on. So I had to make sure that I said that first thing. Now that, while we're giving definitions, I want to start out talking about Laura Vacations with a couple of definitions. Now, there are some terms within Laura fandom that I don't think are really generally accepted exactly what they mean. This is what how I'm using the terms. When I talk about a Laura home site, I mean the entire town where Laura lived. I think since she lived there, it's really, and the community has really come together to celebrate Laura, I think that's a fair definition. You will find people who talk about home sites and just mean the museums or have different definitions for it. I say a home site is a place where Laura lived. Now, as far as major versus minor home sites, I think a really clear, bright line is if they have a museum or not. I would say that the major home sites are the ones that have museums, and the minor home sites are the ones that just have plaques or nothing at all talking about the time that Laura or her family members lived there. That doesn't mean that there aren't variations of size between the different home site towns or museums, or that they aren't different experiences, but I think that's a nice, clear, bright line, and I'm mostly going to be talking about the major home sites defined as the ones with museums tonight. Now, there is some people who take Laura trips, and they do sort of a big circle route. They hit all the home sites in one big, long trip, and someday I am going to actually do that. That is on my life goals list, but I haven't done it yet. And I really think my concern with trying to do it that way is the home sites are so far apart geographically that I really think it you just have to be tired before you reach the last one. If you did nothing except drive between the home sites, you'd be tired. And most of the Laura home sites involve a lot of walking and doing things and activities. And if you're really going to do it, it's a lot of effort. And I just could see, especially if you were traveling with people who aren't Laura fans, you could be kind of Laura'd out. The other thing is, most of the home sites do not just sort of have you drive up to one spot and then they give you a checklist. And that's everything that you can do about Laura in that town. They just generally, you see everything you can. For example, okay, I think that you sort of missed that. Now, as I said, sometimes there's a few technical issues on Blog Talk Radio, but I think we're back now. I hope that wasn't a big gap for you. But anyway, we're back now. In the chat room, we've got a comment. When it takes a couple days to get a home site to a home site, the home sites are close together. Somebody I know, Rebecca Bramer, and she says that you're right in the heart of Wilder Country, and I think that's the difference, and that is kind of true. Iowa is sort of the heart of Iowa, of Laura Country, so it is easier for me to go to the sites. And sometimes people do just do one home site in their whole life or one Laura trip. So I could see how you might want to do all of them. Now, I was talking about Bill Anderson's book and the fact that when I read it the first time, I was really bummed because there were so many things that I didn't do when I made my first trip to all the Laura sites. And I think that is really easy to have happen to people. So I really recommend people to go ahead and try and do some research on the sites before you get there. It really will pay off. I remember the first time I went to Walnut Grove, it was a surprise trip, which my mom did for me for my birthday, which was really wonderful. And it was amazing. And we got to see the pageant and we got to see the museum. But I hadn't done any research on exactly all there was to see in Walnut Grove. So there was a lot of stuff that I could have seen at the time that I didn't know about. So I was just wandering the streets of Walnut Grove for an afternoon, which was fun in and of itself. But the research really does make a difference. And I think it's hard to do a lot of research on all the sites at once. So what I think is a better plan, if possible, and again, this really isn't sometimes an option for people, but if it is, this is how I tend to break up the sites. I would say that if you're going to go to either Walnut Grove or Desmet, I think you might as well go and do both of them at the same time. They really aren't that far apart. It's a couple hours. And especially because they put their pageants aligned on the same weekends, that it's possible to go and do the pageant in Walnut Grove one night and Desmet the next. And that is really a wonderful experience. Both Desmet and Walnut Grove have a lot of places, and they both worked really hard on having hands-on elements, depending again on which parts of the home site town you visit. In both of them, I think they're both great places to go first if you have kids, and if you want to see places from the books, I think that is your best bet. Then, moving on, the other natural break, I think, occurs going to Burr Oak, Spring Valley, and Pepin. If it isn't a event weekend in any one of those towns, I think that you're well off trying to do them all three together in one weekend. They're all smaller sites, smaller museums, basically one museum and maybe a couple other sites around town, and it's very doable for a weekend. If you haven't been on any Laura trips yet, and you know you're going to go on multiple Laura trips, I think that trio is a good one to start with, just because it kind of gets your feet wet, and because they are smaller sites, you will not go in with too high of expectations if you haven't gone to any of the other places first. They're all wonderful to go see, and if you can go during when one of the events is going on, the Laura Days in Pepin, for instance, they can, any one of those towns, the Laura Ingalls-Wilder Days in Pepin in September, the Laura Ingalls-Wilder Days in Baroque in late June, the Wilder Days in August in Spring Valley, if you go for one of the events, you can spend a whole weekend easily, or if you're going to be doing research or anything like that. But if you're just doing sort of a drive-through normal vacation, I think you can do those three pretty easily together. Now, some people do what they call the Southern Route, and they do Mansfield and Independence together. Mansfield and Independence are by far the farthest southern sites, and Mansfield is about, well, it's roughly straight across to Independence, but Independence is in one corner of Kansas, and Mansfield's about in the center of Missouri, so it is quite a drive. But a lot of times people do talk about trying to do the Southern Route and put those two together. I think the ones that usually stand on their own are Malone, or as they often say, Burke, because Malone and Burke are two little towns side by side. Malone's the much bigger of the two, and so it sort of gets the lion's share of the publicity, but the local people talk about it being in Burke. That is in New York. It's where the setting for Farmer Boy, it's where Almanzo grew up, and it is definitely a long drive down a two-lane road from anywhere. It's all by itself, but it is really well worth it. When they got started, They brought in an archaeological, they got a late start, but they brought in an archaeological team. They know exactly where the porches were on the house. They know exactly where the outbuildings were, except what was under a big cement slab someone had put down sometime in the mid-20th century. But other than that, they're able to tell exactly where things were, and they've restored it really well. It's really an impressively restored site, and I urge anybody who gets a chance to try and go to Malone. And the other one that's kind of an outlier is Keystone, South Dakota, which is where Carrie lived. And Carrie was Laura's little sister. And you used to be able to go see her house there, but it burned down in the late 70s. Now you can see some of Carrie's things at the Keystone Area Historical Society. And you might have been to Keystone even if you don't realize it, because there's only two little small towns anywhere near Mount Rushmore, and Keystone's a little closer. So you probably had lunch there if you've been to Mount Rushmore. I get questions a lot and about which places are the best ones to go to. And I usually say it sort of depends what you're after. If you want to see places that were mentioned in the books, if you want a good chance for home hands-on activities, I think DeSmet is the best, hands down. If you want to see stuff, now Laura was the last one of her family left alive, so all the stuff ended up in Mansfield. Most of the Laura-owned artifacts the other museums have is through the largesse of Mansfield. They have pretty much everything down there, from Mary's Braille slate to Pa's fiddle to Laura's shoes. So if you want to see things that belong to Laura and Rose, Mansfield is pretty much the main place to go. Now, if you're interested in the television show, Walnut Grove loves the television show, and I'll talk a little bit more about that when Nicole's here next time. But they are the ones that's really taken the lead in that. They have some things that were actually used as props on the television show. They have several things there that are from actors and actresses that appeared on the television show, and have them come to the museum on a fairly regular basis. So if you're interested in a TV show, you definitely want to go to Walnut Grove. So as I say, it kind of depends where what you have in mind, what you're thinking of in Laura vacation, and what you'd really like to do. And one of my questions that I asked was, what was the first Laura trip you took? And we've got a couple responses. Nicola, is that how you say your name? You'll have to correct me on Twitter if I said it wrong. Says that Pepin was her first Laura trip, and it's the only one she's been on so far. And Rebecca says that her first trip was a big circle trip, and she did all of the sites except Malone that time, and she's done the circle several times. So my hat's off to her. It's a lot of driving. Okay, I want to give everybody the numbers again. If you want to call in, you can do that at 714-242-5253 or toll free 1-877-633-9389. Both those numbers are on the webpage, where there is also a chat going on right now. The next kind of point I wanted to bring up was the pageants. If you haven't actually been to the Laura sites yet, you might not know about the pageants. And what a pageant is an outdoor play. And there are pageants done all around the country, the majority of which are done either doing some scene out of the Bible or some local historical event. Currently, there are three pageants about Laura that are produced. Previously, there was one in Pepin also, but the group that did that disbanded, and actually their theater, they were an inside theater, and their building got torn down. So that one is definitely off the map, and I'm sorry to say it was before I got up to see it. But there are three current pageants that are going, one in Walnut Grove, one in DeSmet and one in Mansfield. And I think it's well worth going to all three of them. And I hope that you will eventually get a chance to do that. They're all very different experiences. The Walnut Grove pageant is probably the most Hollywood. My father was in the theater, and my mom went to a lot of productions with him before they were divorced. And so she's seen a lot of plays, both inside and out. And she says the Walnut Grove, Laura Ingalls Wilder production, is the best one that she has ever seen, best outdoor production she has ever seen, bar none. They have sets that are built on railroad cars so they can come in or go back. They rotate 180 degrees. So if the scene's outside the house, you see outside the house. If the scene's inside the house, you see inside the house. They build the church every night. There's a buried gas line. So when the fire goes across the stage, it really goes across the stage. And it's just really kind of an incredible experience. I will warn you that the pageant itself doesn't start till later, but the actual entertainment usually starts about 9 o'clock. The pageant doesn't get going until almost dusk, and it goes to about 11:15 or so. It is key to have good hotel reservations and to check in before you go, because there is no hotel or bed and breakfast in Walnut Grove. So make sure, if you're planning to do the pageant, that you have a place to stay first. And very early in the season, now would not be a bad time to call and make that reservation if you possibly can. I personally also urge you to get the reserved seats at Walnut Grove, because they are chairs, they're down front. The only thing I would, and it's just like a couple bucks extra. I think it's well worth it. The only hesitation I have to that is you may want to get an extra seat, especially if you're a group, because the chairs are welded together, so they are very close and you can't move them apart. So you may want an extra chair just for some extra space, but it's like it's under $10. I hate to say the exact price because I didn't remember to check it before I came on, but it's well worth the money, I think. If you don't want to do that, you can take a blanket and sit on the natural hillside that's above the pageant stage. And a lot of people do that, and some people even leave the seats and go up and sit on the hill. I don't know why I like a chair, but that's just me. The DeSmet pageant is much more, and again, my mom saw this with me, and she just really thought that this was a great Laura experience, one of her favorite Laura experiences, which is she is all Laura'd out from having to do things with me. That's something. But she said this was a really meaningful thing for her to see this pageant there, because it's almost like you're eavesdropping on the Ingalls. They have the sets there that are like little square houses, and the fronts come open, and it's really like you're just sort of spying on the family as they go about their different activities. And right behind them is the trees of the Cottonwoods, the memorial site, and the Ingalls homestead land going off behind it, and the big slough to the side. And it just, you really get such a feeling that you're there with the family. So I always love the DeSmet experience too. Now, they do not really provide much in the way of seating. They have a lot of entertainment going on. You get a lot for your money, but it really isn't worth it to get reserved seats there, because they aren't really a specific seat that's reserved, and it's planks on bales. So take your own chairs along, or take a blanket along, and you'll do just fine. Again, back support is nice, so it's worth bringing the chair and dragging it the couple hundred yards from the parking area down to the sitting area to watch the play. But it's really an incredible thing. The Mansfield one is a musical, and frankly, I like the music for it better than the Little House in the Prairie musical that I saw this summer. I really think it's much more singable music. If you haven't been there and want to hear the songs, you can actually buy a soundtrack now of the musical in Mansfield from the Laura Ingalls Wilder Home and Museum there. And I got one for Christmas, and it was just great. So I urge everybody to do that if you haven't gotten a chance to hear it. But it's just a wonderful show, and it kind of encompasses more of Laura's life. It is the best seats, the most comfortable seats. It starts a little earlier. There are hotels a lot closer. From a facility standpoint, it's just by far the best. And it's a really enjoyable show. And I recommend that you do all three, really, if you can. I love going to the pageants. And as a special bonus, if you go to the pageant in Mansfield, not during their normal flow in the summer, but during their Laura Ingalls Wilder days in September, then you also can go out to Rocky Ridge Farm during that same weekend and hear the real Pa's Fiddle play. And that is just, it sent shivers down my back. I just loved that. I sat there for an hour and listened to the guy play Pa's Fiddle, and I just absolutely adored that. And I think it was just a wonderful experience, and I hope everybody gets to do that. Now, I want to talk just a little bit about expectations. If you have not been to the home site towns, they are all small towns. Most of them do not support a chain of either hotels or a chain restaurant. They're going to be small town restaurants. They're going to be locally owned hotels, if that. Some of them do not even have that. So make sure you're kind of thinking that expectation when you get there. Mansfield is one of the bigger towns as far as what's there. They have a hotel. They support several restaurants. They have multiple museums, lots of insurance companies for some reason, a little factory site outside of town. And I once got in a discussion with someone who talked about how amazed she was at how small and isolated it was. And as I talked to her, I found out that eventually I found out that her reference point was London. And yeah, it's going to be smaller than London. But these are all very small towns, and bear that in mind with your expectations when you go in. And I think that you'll be a lot happier. And I could talk about Laura Tripp's all night, and I think this will probably have to be a topic that we come back to. If you are a local person, you might want to take my How to Plan a Laura Ingalls Wilder Vacation Trip through Kirkwood Community College. Class, not trip. And otherwise, I think we will come back to it sometime as a topic on our radio show. And if you have questions specifically about Walnut Grove, be sure to call back next time when we have Nicole here from the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum. Again, that's going to be on Wednesday, January 26th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then Episode 5, Celebrate Laura Ingalls Wilder's Birthday on Air, is going to be Monday, February 7th, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I hope that you will be able to come and join us for those and share the story of Trundle Bed Tales with all your friends.